Chapter 19 Is Bowlby's claim correct? That is, any disturbance in the attachment of the young child to the primary caregiver will have serious adverse impact on later mental health and social adjustment. What are the implications for social institutions and policies, such as daycare and working mothers? I believe Bowlby is partly correct. If there's a separation of young children from their parents, there may be adverse consequences in relation to mental health and social adjustment in some cases. Certain parent-child separations can result in severe emotional stress for the child, manifesting in extreme anxiety and/or depression, which certainly can affect later adjustment. However, negative consequences will not always manifest as a result of separation from the primary caregiver. In certain cases, separation might have beneficial results. Whether the separation has negative, neutral, or positive results are determined by the interaction of many psychological and social factors and dynamics. That is, certain components increase the probabilities that negative results will manifest. Other components increase the probability of neutral or positive results. Some of these components are listed below. Length of time of separation. If the separation is prolonged, such as days, weeks, months, or years, the chances of negative results will usually increase. If the separation is for a matter of hours, usually no negative consequences will result. If there are many separations for 2 or 3 hours with pleasant secondary caregivers, from the time of birth, the results will probably be positive. Unpleasant versus pleasant separations. If the separation is unpleasant and forced, negative consequences may result. On the other hand, if the separation is pleasant and for a matter of hours, such as with a babysitter or an adult taking a child on an outing, the consequences are likely to be neutral to positive. Unhealthy versus healthy environments. If the separation places the child in adverse circumstances, negative consequences are likely to result. Examples of adverse circumstances are adults that abuse children, or unsupervised environments, which allow other children to physically or verbally abuse other children. Unsupervised environments that permit such abuse are rather common in certain areas of our cities. A less severe, but still harmful situation is where the children are supervised but ignored as individuals. On the other hand, if children are placed in healthy environments, which are properly supervised, for a matter of hours, neutral to positive outcomes are likely to result. Certainly, if the people are pleasant, the environment is interesting and exciting, there will most likely be positive psychological development for the child. The child's experience with secondary caregivers. If the child was raised with only one primary caregiver and was never left alone, a sudden separation will most likely result in severe emotional stress, which could have long-term negative consequences. On the other hand, if the child had many pleasant caregivers from birth throughout his life besides his mother, the separation is less likely to be harmful. The separation in such a case might even be positive if it is for a relatively short period of time. This is especially true if the child was raised from birth with continuous periodic short-term and pleasant separations from his mother. The number of social experiences that the child had. If the child had very few social experiences with children or other adults besides the mother, separation will probably result in negative consequences. The negative consequences can range from short-term emotional responses to more severe long-term problems. The situation will be quite different for a child who had many positive social experiences with adults and other children. For such a child, there is not likely to be any negative consequences stemming from the separation. If the early social experiences of the child were very positive, the separation might have a positive effect, if it is in a pleasant environment for a short period of time. Unpleasant versus pleasant social experiences. If the child had a number of social experiences with children or adults that were negative, then the separation will probably have negative consequences. Note: negative social experiences can include child abuse by adults, or inadequately supervised situations where one child may be severely mistreated by other children, which can include both physical and psychological abuse. However, a child in a severely destructive environment might be better off if he is separated from his primary caregiver, even if the child is emotionally upset about the separation. End of note. The healthy situation is, if the child never experienced mistreatment and had positive social experiences from adults and children. In such a case, there is likely to be neutral to positive consequences as a result of a short separation. The above could be summed up with respect to daycare with the statement: those children from healthy environments who had many pleasant separations from their parents starting from birth are not likely to experience negative consequences from the short-term separations. This is especially true if the daycare facility is a truly healthy environment where the experiences are exciting, pleasant, and educational. Thus, children placed in such daycare facilities may actually benefit from the separation. This is especially true because prolonged contact with a single primary caregiver can result in hostility for the mother and boredom for the child. A separation for a few hours a day can be quite healthy for both mother and child in some cases. On the negative side, many daycare facilities are not pleasant environments. The children may be placed in a boring environment with staff that is unpleasant and not well trained for their job. This is most likely to be the case in poor neighborhoods. From the various components mentioned above, it is obvious that early separation in a daycare facility is not healthy for all children. Children that have had few if any pleasant short-term separations from their parents and or who had few or unpleasant social experiences, may react quite negatively if suddenly placed in a daycare facility. In addition, children who had unpleasant and forced long-term separations from their parents might respond especially negatively. Perhaps such children could benefit from a high-quality daycare if the procedure is done gradually. That is, some children have to learn how to be comfortable away from their parents. Other children do not have to learn this, because they experience many short-term separations, which were pleasant, starting from birth. The same is true with socialization. Some children must learn how to be comfortable and sociable around others. Other children have been exposed to pleasant children and adults from birth and do not have to learn to be comfortable and sociable around other children. To successfully socialize young children from severely disturbed environments, in a daycare facility or elementary school, might require progressive desensitizing techniques coupled with other types of therapy. The implications for daycare are simply children should be trained from birth to be comfortable with short separations from their primary caregivers. And daycare facilities should be carefully supervised and adequately funded. The facility should be essentially an educational program that is designed to be exciting and fun for the child. Few facilities probably meet such standards. The daycare facilities for the poor are especially inadequate. I believe additional funding for daycare facilities is more than justified.